Today I'd like to talk about a project that was many years in the works on the back burner to assess the long-term impacts of work-related carpal tunnel syndrome in Washington State, in a Washington State claimant population. Just as a background from the State Fund workers' comp data of looking at CTS, it's one of the highest cost musculoskeletal disorders. It's roughly three times as costly as all time loss claims taken as a whole, and much longer time loss on lost work days. From an earlier piece of work on this, looking at linking to the earnings data from unemployment insurance sources, we compared CTS relative to fractures and to dermatitis cohorts. And on a per claimant basis, after 6 years post-claim closure, the CTS cohorts were losing on average between $45,000 to about $89,000 cumulative loss, and that was at 6 years. It would extend much further beyond that, of course. So we wanted to go beyond, and this is just a graphic representation of that. Over time, you can see quarters before and after injury. The dark blue is the CTS cohort. The other are the non-time loss dermatitis cohort and upper extremity time loss fractures cohort. So you can see the CTS cohort loses, is rising up to the quarter of injury along with the others, and then immediately afterwards drops significantly and never recovers. But we wanted to go beyond this. We know that the losses in the labor market that these reflect are deriving from incomplete, many different sources have been pointed to, such as incomplete recovery from the injury prior to return to work, loss of skill and chances for advancement due to the absence, or even discrimination by employers due to the workers' comp history. And we know that there are quality of life effects that go beyond the earnings data. These being some of the greatest ones, fear of re-injury, increased usage of medical services, impacts on the household economy, and so forth. The aims of this study, then, was to use a survey to assess these long-term qualitative outcomes for the CTS claimants as compared to the upper extremity fractures and dermatitis cohorts. We administered a 98-item survey, so I can only touch on some of the highlights. These covering four general domains, physical, psychological health, and function, impacts on the workers' social roles in the household and in the community, financial impacts on the workers' household and their family, and workplace and job-related effects. There are some of the numbers from the claims extraction of 4,000, a little over 4,000. After 6.5 years, you have a lot of loss to follow up. And so turning very quickly to the some of the highlights of the outcomes, under the health domain, CTS as compared to fractures are the reference group for these slides here. You can see on SF-12 physical and mental scores, this is a linear regression adjusted for demographic factors, a significant decrease in the scale score. On the quick dash, which is reverse coded, so higher numbers mean poorer musculoskeletal function. This is consistent with somebody with CTS with severe physical symptoms. This is after 6.5 years post-claim closure. They're manifesting current symptoms of weakness in the wrist, not achieving desired performance level at the work at home as compared to the fractures. Under social and financial domains, all in one slide here, just some highlights. There was a significant impact on the household of the claimant in terms of shifting social roles in the household. So household members doing more chores due to the claimant's injury, spouses increasing work hours due to claimant injury, and by the way, spouses also were more likely to report that they decreased work hours following injury. In other words, it shifted in both directions compared to the fractures where there was relatively little impact on the share of work going on in the household that handled by the spouse. Greater increase of divorce and separation since injury. Household incomes decreases, lost savings, and much greater usage of non-workers' comp sources of public support, safety net programs. And finally, on employment outcomes, about twice as likely not to be currently working, and the quality of the jobs that they do if they were working had downshifted into more seasonal or part-time work, and into jobs that had fewer benefits, such as loss of medical insurance Claimants also believe that this was a job that risked their losing their job, and they, I can't control limitations right now. More details can be found in the published paper on this, which is in the December 2015 AJIM.
Thank you.